This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI, the first ever wardrobe change in the history of Now with Dave Brown mid-show. I went from wearing my sweaty dress shirt that was being impacted by our lack of AC, and things have gone on to island time here as I've thrown on my Hawaiian shirt, orange and yellow and red popping off the screen, and palm trees for y'all to see. So getting into that summertime mood, and as you know, all week long we've been hearing my overall jubilation of summertime. It goes well beyond wearing shorts and sandals or spending my life savings on sunscreen. It's all about enjoying a plethora of cold cocktails. Our food and drink columnist Jenny Bovard is also a fan of icy beverages, and she joins us this morning from Halifax. Hey, good morning, Jenny.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm well. It looks like you're rocking a Hawaiian shirt too.
Yeah, and wink, wink, we didn't even plan it that way, right?
In no way, shape, or form did we plan that in any way, shape, or form. Hey, Jenny, let's jump right in here, and let's start in the world of caffeinated drinks. I love, love, love iced coffee and iced tea, and you've been experimenting with some flavors in those bevies yourself. What have you been playing around with?
Well, Dave, we have so much in common. I generally spend my life savings stocking up on sunscreen too. But I also love, 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 love iced coffees. And I will say though that the first coffee of the day, it's got to be a hot one. It's just not the same. But there's nothing fancy about my current hot or cold coffee routine. Once upon a time, I was a barista, so I do know all of the tricks. We have had an espresso machine at home. We have a French press. We have a frother. And as much as I try to be a morning person, I'm just not. So I've got to keep things simple in the morning. I just do freshly ground beans, medium blend, drip percolator. And if it's a hot day and I find that there's coffee left over at the end of the morning, perks of working from home, I'll throw a bunch of ice in my big insulated mug, pour that leftover coffee over it. And I've recently discovered a new product. Again, I love dairy, but it does not love me. Like, I want to be a morning person. I want to love dairy, but they just don't jive with me. So I found a new product, and it's called, quote unquote, a coffee enhancer.
Okay.
And it's by, so it's by the brand Coffee Mate, and it's called Natural Bliss. Now, I get the almond milk caramel flavored version. And there is a coconut milk option, but I just find coconut milk is too thin to mimic the texture of a milk or a cream. So, I mean, that's it. I put some of that in there and I am good to go for the day. But I have been debating on getting a little bit fancier in the morning. I want to purchase some of that concentrated flavored syrup, the kind that small and big cafes use to flavor coffees. Mm. And you can buy that syrup at many coffee shops, including places like Starbucks. And in case anyone is ever doing a coffee run, my go-to is always hazelnut.
Okay. So I do want to talk about some alternative flavors inside iced coffee, because typically vanilla is one of the big ones. I really enjoy adding vanilla at some of the major chains, but one of the Canadian major chains lets you put a shot of espresso in there. How do you feel about throwing a shot of espresso in your iced coffee?
Oh, that feels a bit strong for me. Like, I'm usually big on big, bold, strong flavors, but that's a bit much for me. My other go-to is a basic iced double shot espresso. Double shot espresso Americano. I say it's basic, but when it comes out of my mouth, it's not basic
at all.
Well,
that's why I don't order that at certain places, because I would stumble all over it trying to get it out of my mouth.
So on top of all those other gadgets I mentioned, I also have a very old Tassimo machine, so I can make espresso really easily at home. It's just like a Keurig for those who are a bit more inclined with current technology, I guess. But I just keep it simple. Espresso Americano is really just espresso and water. It's simple. It's uplifting. And if it's the weekend, Dave, there's probably going to be some free poured Kahlua in there as well. just a coffee liqueur.
I wouldn't know anything about that, Jenny. I would know nothing about adding that in my life. Never once has a shot of Bailey's worked its way into my coffee. Never. Not once.
I wouldn't imagine.
No, not you. It's impossible. Jenny, let's move over to the world of iced tea. Now, this is a big question. What is the ultimate iced tea flavor? It's peach, right? It's got to be peach.
Well, peach iced tea is a beautiful thing. I will not debate you on that. As usual, though, Dave, I'm going to take us a little bit off the beaten path.
Okay.
Blue tea, also called butterfly pea flower tea. I'm not saying anything simple today. These are all
complicated. You're busting out all the words today.
So try and say all these things three times fast. I can barely get them out once correctly. But so this is this blue tea is a caffeine-free herbal tea, and it's nice hot, but it is amazing cold. It's a really unique fruity flavor, and true to its name, it's a really striking indigo blue color. And if you squeeze a little bit of lemon in there, the drink turns like a hot pink fuchsia color.
Oh, wow.
Which, let me describe my Hawaiian shirt a little bit. I've got like really bright pink and purple flowers all over my shirt. So that's definitely my thing, bright and beautiful things. And a bonus, the blue pea flower, the thing that this tea is made out of, it's also said to be an excellent for strengthening and stimulating hair growth. So there you go.
See, now we're talking. This is solving a lot of my problems all in one swoop. Jenny, what about one of the other big-time summer drinks, which is, of course, lemonade? Where do you stand on lemonade? Pink, yellow, or none at all?
The short answer is meh. I don't know. Lemonade is just a little bit too sweet for me generally, and I can't even think about all the work that goes into making my own not-too-sweet version at home.
That's fair. Listen, that's fair. You don't have to like everything in this world, right? It's all a matter of taste. It's like food is like art. So, okay, let's go with the fact that you're not a fan of lemonade in and of itself. But do you have a use for lemonade when it comes to mixing it with something else?
Well, Dave, I think you're hinting at what's called a shandy. And a shandy is a 50-50 mix of beer and lemonade. Delicious, of course. And there are plenty of variations on the shandy. My summer favorite is the Radler. And Radler, directly translated in German, means cyclist. So hello, close to my heart, right? The Radler is traditionally a half and half Pilsner beer mixed with a carbonated citrus pop or soda. And I actually learned about the Radler's history while eating and drinking my way through some of Europe, which seems like forever ago. And the creation of the Radler was really just a happy accident by a German innkeeper who in 1922, he noticed that he was running out of beer because 13,000 very thirsty cyclists. Yes, you heard me right. 13,000.
Oh my gosh.
It was the boom of cycling at this time. They were cycling on a trail that went past his establishment just outside of Munich. So he was running out of beer and he had to get creative. So he started mixing the beer with carbonated citrus and the cyclists just loved it. It's usually only 3% alcohol content, which makes it more consumable if you're going to continue to be active and cycling. And of course you can make these at home, Dave. But the pre-made Radler in cans has also soared in popularity in recent years. It's been picked up by like all the major beer companies. It's available everywhere. But my recommendation, if you want to give a more traditional Radler a try, I would suggest the Stiegl Grapefruit Radler. That's where it's at. And honestly, it's the only way that I found grapefruit to be consumable at all.
Yeah, grapefruit, I still don't understand why people like grapefruit, but you're right. Sometimes in something like a beer or a Rattler, it goes really well. There's a brewery in Ottawa called Beyond the Pale that makes this beer called Pink Fuzz, which uses it's a grapefruit-infused wheat beer. And normally I'd say, ugh, to get that away from me. But in the summertime, ice cold out of the fridge, oof, there's something to it. There is definitely
beer makes everything
something
better.
To it. That's true. Jenny, just as we're wrapping up here, you've actually come across something really neat where childhood treats are meeting beverages that are a bit more adult. What's the scoop on Poptails?
Well, I'd like to acknowledge that First of all, it's not even 11 a.m. here on the East Coast, and I realize it's even earlier elsewhere where people are listening, but how could we talk about summer drinks without including some of the alcoholic options?
Listen, it's taken all my strength not to mention mojitos this entire segment.
Okay, but you know, let's just encourage people to drink responsibly.
Of course,
and know that
of course.
There's always a non-alcoholic option available,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But the fun stuff here, poptails. This is the most fun thing. Okay, they're basically cocktails in popsicle form. And whatever your favorite cocktail may be, there is a popsicle cocktail version. And I do recommend following a recipe. Just Google a recipe. So you get the right ratio. That way it'll freeze properly. I've had some mishaps, but they did not go wasted. Slurp anything up. It's fine. My personal favorite, though, it's more of like a boozy Oreo milkshake in popsicle form. And if we're allowed to put up recipes on the blog that have alcohol in them, I would love to share that one.
I think we did on St. Patrick's Day. I can't recall if we did or not, but, you know, we'll do what we can. AMI.ca/Schnell blog. Send it over and I'll pass it to Andrika, our senior producer, and she can make these editorial decisions with my input.
Beautiful.
Jenny, that's a great idea. Now, of course, you're also the host of the Low Vision Moments podcast. Just before we let you go, I did want to check in with you. What's on deck in the Low Vision Moments world?
Oh, well, we're a little late again this month, but sometime early next week, I have a bit of a different format episode coming out where I'm going to interview and chat with my husband about some of our shared low vision moments, what it's like to be married and have to deal daily with someone with low vision and albinism. And we have got some roaring fun stories. So it's going to be well worth the wait.
It's one of the things I love about your show, Jenny. It's always a great look behind the curtain. So I look forward to tuning into that episode. All the best to you, Jenny. Enjoy these summer days and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Bottoms up, Dave. Have a good one.
Bottoms up, indeed. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.